you write about just feeling like maybe you weren't feeling your most beautiful, and yet your daughter Penny just kind of changed that around for you. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, this was a moment that I will never forget. I had William, our second child, was probably 6 months old, so I was kind of far enough away from giving birth that in my mind I should have, lost all of my baby weight, and I was looking in the mirror about to go out to dinner, and Penny was sitting on the floor next to me just paging through a book, and as I was looking in the mirror, all I could think were negative things about my face, about my body, about all of those the weight of kind of worldly expectations on how I was supposed to look. And I just had a sinking feeling that it would never be good enough for my own, my own standards. And as I'm standing there, looking in the mirror, Penny happens, and she has no idea what's going through my head. She happens to look up and say, "Boofle, Mommy," and go back to her book. But it was such a gift of God's grace for her to say that at that moment, because I knew she said what she saw, right? I mean, she looked up and she saw beautiful mama. And it made me really start thinking about what do I really believe about beauty? Do I really believe that beauty means I need to go to the gym for a couple hours a day and use lots of anti-wrinkle creams and, have expensive clothes or something like that? Or do I actually believe in the kind of beauty that God talks about and that his word tells us about, the beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit? And I start to think about the ways in which I see Penny as beautiful, and to recognize the ways that love is involved in beauty, and that's the kind of beauty I want to have in my life, is the beauty that comes from love. And certainly it doesn't mean I want to not be, as you said, healthy or like not take care of myself. But that wasn't what was going on when I was looking in that mirror, and Penny really spoke truth with those two such simple words to me. And again, this was years ago, but I will never forget it. And I still try to hold on to that and to that simple understanding of beauty that at the same time, I think, is really profound and profoundly different from how our culture sees beauty.